This is The Game, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Kit Branch. Brunswick High, Glen Academy's scrimmage, spring scrimmage game played last night. 21-12, the final. We're going to break that down. Coach Rocky Hidalgo joins us in the second segment from Glen Academy from Brunswick High. Coach Sean Pender joins us in the third segment. So before we even get to those guys, we're going to break down the game from our perspective. By the way, this segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting. 912-275-7017. That's the number to get your calls in. If you miss any of this show, you'll be able to stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We'll even take your emails if they're not garbage, and we'll read them on the air. And that's thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. In the year plus that we've been doing this show, I've read a total of maybe four emails, and I've gotten probably like 200, and the rest are just trash. I don't read the trash ones.
It was a nice night last night. Saw you out at the stadium. Saw your dad out at the stadium. And if he's listening, Mr. Bishop, happy birthday to you today. I'm a broadcast partner for Pirate Football. And great night at the stadium. Great crowd last night, Jason. That's probably 4,000 or 5,000 people at the stadium last night. And great night for football.
Well, that was the whole point, right? To have those two teams scrimmage each other was to be able to boost the gate attendance, therefore increasing the bottom line of money that you're going to draw from the game. That's why they did it. I still don't like it. We talked about it last week. I think that if you're going to have a spring scrimmage, you want to work on things that you're going to be using in the season. But then if you're scrimmaging a team that's in your region and you're probably going to be playing for a region championship down the line, you probably want to play things pretty close to the vest. You don't want to tip anything. So therefore, you can't really work on things because you don't want to show things to your opponent. So I think that defeats the whole purpose of having that spring scrimmage. But at the end of the day, the decision was made for basically the bottom line and not that purpose. But, yeah, great atmosphere last night, too.
Great atmosphere. You know, Glenn's kind of a proven commodity around Glenn County in Southeast Georgia. You know what Glenn's going to bring to the table. They're going to be strong in the lines of scrimmage. They're going to run the football right at you. And they did that last night in the football game. Pretty much know they're established. You know, the context of the game last night, from the context of the final score and how it played out on the scoreboard, Brunswick High really needed a good, solid performance last night. And they got it. The Pirates got it. And they needed that confidence going into the summer. Coach Pender's come in here February the 1st. Only 9 days of practice. Performed very, very well last night. And, you know, they built a lot of confidence going into the summer. Glenn, you know what they're going to do. They got a good quarterback in Jernigan. They got, you know, Kane Cruz looked good running the football last night for Glenn Academy, number 9. And, you know, defensively, you got Hunter Hall. Glenn, never worry about Glenn on defense. They're going to be good on defense. And Brunswick, we got some things to work on, you know, in the middle of the defense, stopping the power run game. But coaches will get that fixed. But offensively for the Pirates last night, I was very impressed. What about you, Jason?
Well, before I get to that, this segment brought to you by Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. Check Jessup Furniture out. They've got that Joanna Gaines collection. Definitely worth taking a look at. Every piece of furniture I have in my house is from Jessup Furniture.
Really?
Yeah. Renee went there, and we spent a lot of money.
I imagine you did.
Yeah, we did. If anybody that knows Renee knows, that's pretty much the MO. As far as that game goes, I felt like, Kip, that it was far more important for Brunswick High to have a good showing in that game than it was for Glenn. And the reason being is because of everything that's gone down in the Brunswick program the last couple of years and so many people being down on that program because of all the crap that went on. Meanwhile, Glen Academy, the last 3 years, Elite Eight, championship game, Elite Eight. That's what they've done in the last 3 years as far as how far they've gone with their season. So I think that there's been a lot of faith now over the last 3 years that we know Glenn's going to be good.
Right.
We still kind of need to see it from Brunswick. But the thing is, with Brunswick, with Sean Pender there, he's got a proven track record of his own. And now he's got a ton of athletes. But I still think, for the benefit of the program, the health of the program and a positive mindset of the program, Brunswick needed a good showing last night to the community, and they got it. 21-12 winners over Glenn in that scrimmage. And I've said this to you before about their quarterback. That, to me, that's going to be the end-all, be-all with how far they go or don't. He looked good last night, didn't he?
He looked really good. Demarius Stevens looked really good. Rolling out of the pocket and throwing the football, setting his arm. He's got really good arm talent, Jason, and he's a good player, and he really spins the ball really well. And I'm surprised he's picked up this offense so far as quickly as he has. He looks like he knows what he's doing. He's in command out there, poised, rolling in and out of the pocket and getting it to his receivers, and looked good in the passing game last night.
Glenn Academy went, interestingly enough, they showed Brunswick High two-point conversion plays. I don't understand why Rocky Hidalgo would do that, but he did, and they didn't convert on either one. Therefore, the 12 points. They did score two touchdowns. Going back to Jamarius Stevens, the one thing that impressed me the most is there was a touchdown throw that he had where he rolled to his left, right-handed quarterback, rolled to his left, checked down on two receivers that he didn't have anything there. So he's scrambling for his life, looking for a receiver, has two guys that are open, but he knows that he can't make those throws because those routes are bottled up. And if he makes those throws, those are pick sixes, both of them. And so he waits for the receiver to drag from the opposite side of the field, to drag across the entirety of the field, buys himself some time. And the most impressive thing about it was, instead of just throwing the football to the middle of the field, that's not what he did. He got himself some space, some distance between him and the defensive lineman chasing, and got his shoulders turned to where he was going to throw the football. I never saw that from him last year. Mechanically, having everything right the way you're supposed to do it so that it works. Last year's Jamarius Stevens just throws that ball and it's incomplete at best.
Probably so. Sean Pender is a great quarterback coach, and we've seen a lot. We've seen Stevens make a lot of progress in a short period of time since Pender's been here.
Probably going to continue to see some progress. We saw them run the football pretty effectively as well.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Sean Pender's going to spread you out. He's going to throw the football a lot, and he's going to keep you honest with the run. Got a couple of good running backs there in Shaq Robinson and Ben McLeod there for the Brunswick High Pirates. Great showing last night for Brunswick High.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt like Glenn Academy was like, okay, we really are just going to come into this game and work on things, and we're not going to try to make calls to win the football game or look impressive. We want to work on our defensive line, our offensive line, and things that we're going to do. And that's pretty much what they did. And I think Rocky Hidalgo was pretty much true to his guns. It's a scrimmage. It's a practice. We're treating it as such. And I think they did that.
Well, Coach Rock, Coach Rock's a line of scrimmage football coach. He wants those strong offense and defensive lines. He wants to wear you down. Glenn ran the football good. Hunter Hall looked good running the football at the middle last night. Glenn is a power run team, and they're not going to change their MO for anybody. Coach Rock said that he needed to find some offensive linemen, and he's found some, and he just got to get them some snaps and get them some experience. And by the time the region schedule rolls around, that power run game is going to be hard to deal with. You got to factor in too that didn't see a lot of Randon running the football on the option, on the speed option and things like that, because it's a spring game and what he can do. And so didn't see a lot of that. They took a couple of passes, but one of them was intercepted. But Glenn, they're going to run the football, and they've got good running backs.
Coming up next segment, we'll have the Glenn Academy head coach, Rocky Hidalgo, via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service. largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. St. Jessup Furniture, you know and love.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy? Or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go, 912-267-0248.
More Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game with Jay Bish and Kip.
Yeah, for whatever reason, the production folks decided to nickname me Jay Bish, even though I've never gone by Jay Bish in my entire life. Joining us via now, the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is the head coach of the Glynn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, guys. No problem.
Well, Coach, let's go right to it. The spring scrimmage game last night, I got the impression watching that game last night that Glynn Academy and you went into that game really with the approach of nothing else but just working on things, and that's it. How accurate is that?
I mean, it is what it is. That's what we went into. I wanted to look at our offensive line. We wanted to hand the ball out and let them run the, you know, block the zone and block our gap schemes. I think they did a really good job about that. So I went into the game interested to see how our offense and defensive lines, which we pretty much rebuilt, how they would play. That was an emphasis in spring for us. And I thought our kids played really well up front, our lines of scrimmage. I think we did fairly well against the run defensively. I think we ran the ball really well.
Coach, you talked about the run game in the offensive line. You talked before the game about, you know, getting your offensive line set. You pounded the ball between the tackles really, really good last night. Hunter Hall and Kane Cruz looked good running the football. Can you comment on that?
Well, you know, I think both those guys, if you've watched a lot of football here in Glynn County, you know they're both really good football players. We're not quite as deep as we've been in the past, probably at the skill position. But we still have a lot of good players, and those two guys are two weapons that we have. Obviously, we'll get Tyler Grant back in the fall. We have some young guys who carried the ball last night, and guys like Chase Boy and Nolan Grant who did really well, and they're going to get better with experience.
Coach, you mentioned about the depth issues, that you're not as deep as what maybe you've been accustomed to being in the last several years. People like me that think they know more about your team than you do say, well, maybe Glynn is not as strong on the offensive line. That might be the Achilles heel of this team, especially losing a guy like Zalante Hillary. Talk about the offensive line coming into 2017. And is that a concern?
I think we're not as deep as we've been in the past, but I think we have a lot of young, talented kids. If you saw in that, you know, that third quarter, those guys are all sophomores pretty much that came in there and really, really, you know, we ran the ball fairly well. And those guys will develop throughout the year. I think our offensive line coaches are as good as they are in the business. And Chase Harp and James Perry, and they do a great job of developing kids. So I think in time that depth will be there. Our depth is just young and inexperienced, right?
Coach, last night we talked a little bit after the game. You were talking about how pleased you were with the size and of your cornerbacks and your secondary. You thought you had some length out there that you haven't had in the last couple of years. Talk a little bit about how they're developing as a unit and what you expect out of them in the fall.
Well, Kane Cruz and Patrick Fulton are two guys who are back for us at safety. But, you know, I'm really excited about Marvin Dallas and Sean Bravo at corner. They're two rangy, physical corners, and it's going to allow us to do some different things, especially play some two high looks with some real hard corners down in there. And, you know, they do a good job in man coverage. I thought overall they did a nice job last night, you know, for really their first time out, against a different opponent.
This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply, Crystal Pools, and Catch 228. Take the headache out of maintaining your pool. Call Crystal Pools. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Rocky Hidalgo, joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Coach, when you go in the 3 years that you've been here now, Elite Eight appearance, championship game appearance, Elite Eight appearance. So now, going into your fourth year and the success that you've had in the prior three, what do you say to your team to get them ready for the season when you've had that much success already?
You know, I think it's a different message than we had, you know, 3 years ago. Each year is different, you know. And in my first year, it was all about, hey, we can do this. The second year, we felt like we had a chance, and really last year, a chance to win a state championship. And so I think that's one of the things that we had to do is set those expectations. This year's team is a little different. We're a little younger. We're a little more experienced. So, you know, we don't want to sell our kids short because our goal was to win a state championship this year. And I think we had the group of kids that's able to do that. But, you know, we've got to sell them on the fact that, you know, it's not going to be enough just to throw their jersey out there and expect to win. I mean, we've had three great years, but people aren't just going to respect you because you've had three great years. We've got to go out and put the work in like the other teams did and earn those Elite Eight appearances and a chance to play in the state championship.
Coach, the two-point conversions, you know, I'm sitting there as a fan watching the game. I'm thinking to myself, well, they're giving him a certain look and they're probably going to need a two-point conversion or two during the season in some tight football games. What was the mindset around going for two?
We were practicing at Risley High School, and there's no goalposts.
Okay.
And our kickers were all playing soccer pretty much up until halfway through spring. We didn't have room to really work on punting or kicking, so we just told the guys, don't worry about coming out in the spring. So we didn't work on any extra points for field goals because we didn't have a facility that was able to do that. So I'm sure people probably wondered what I was doing, but we didn't have a field goal kicker that was dressed out last night, to be honest with you.
That's pretty funny. Coach, tell me, answer this question. The strength of the 2017 Glenn Academy Red Terriers will be?
I think it'll be our defense. I think this defense is going to have a chance to be as good as we've had. Barring injury, I think we've got a chance to be really exceptional defense and as good as we were when we played in the state championship game.
And speaking of defense, Coach, talk about that linebacker core you got real quick.
Well, you know, it all starts with Hunter Hall. He's an incredible high school football player, and I'm going to miss him when he's gone. You know, we've got some young guys that have a chance to be really special, and E.J. Thomas, Jamarcus Sims, and they've got to get out and play. And they made some mistakes last night that cost us, but as they play and get more experience, they'll be better. David Murray returns. He was a starter last year at outside linebacker, had a great season last year, is going to be a really good player. And then, you know, we've got a kid camp in the play with Tyshawn Lane, two guys that I think are going to play at linebacker for us. And, you know, we like to play three guys inside, three guys outside. And, you know, those guys are both big athletic kids. And in Cameron's case, and Tyshawn, he's a kid that can really move. So they bring two different things to the table.
Coach, last question, then we'll let you go. We know that your quarterback, Randon Jernigan, has been on the baseball diamond a good portion of the spring practice or practice leading up to the spring game. I was surprised to see him play as much as he did last night. How close is he to making the acclimation of running the offense as a quarterback in your system? Is he that much ahead of the game as where I thought he would be because he's missed so much time?
Randon's ready to go. I don't worry about Randon. And it's a luxury to lose a DJ Dallas and have to replace him with Randon Jones. I mean, I hope we always have that problem. We lose a spectacular player and replace him with a spectacular player. So I don't worry about Randon. If anybody's been around here, he seems like he's played forever in Glenn County, and he's a great football player, really heady kid. He knows what he's supposed to do back there. We didn't ask him to do a whole lot of things last night because obviously we don't want him running the ball 20 times in the spring game and getting banged up. What we want him to do is stay healthy and get us in the fall and manage the offense and when the opportunity presents itself, create a big play.
Well, Coach, thank you for taking the time to come on with us this Saturday morning, and wish you the best success in the 2017 campaign. And, of course, we know that you'll have that team ready to go and probably another deep playoff run for the Red Terriers. Thank you, Coach.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Sure.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Cabs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Cabs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Cabs or give them a call, 912-832-2141, or find Coconut Cabs on Facebook.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call. Call 265-2388.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Want something special for mom for Mother's Day or that perfect gift for that soon-to-be grad? Cunningham Jewelers has your solution. Pearl sets starting at $99, whether it's for mom, your daughter, your girlfriend, or wife. Cunningham Jewelers has the perfect pearl set for her, and Cunningham Jewelers even has baby sets. Cunningham Jewelers located in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The Terriers and the Pirates strapped on the pads last night and played their spring scrimmage game against one another at Glenn County Stadium. In the varsity section of that football game, the Pirates quarterback Jamarius Stevens threw for 3 touchdowns to lead Brunswick over Glenn 21-12. Glenn could not convert 2 two-point conversions. However, the Red Terriers did run the ball pretty effectively, and the new Pirate offense moved the ball very quickly. Boy, it should be fun. Come fall, both teams are going to be really good. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
I do love the new beds. This segment brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and Mateos. Let the folks over at Sea Palms Coastal Realty take care of everything you need to do, whether it's selling your house, finding a vacation rental, whatever the case is. Sea Palms Coastal Realty, those are the folks you need to talk to. Okay, so now joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is the Brunswick High new head coach, Sean Pinder, who had a very good showing last night for the Pirates. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Sure, no problem. All right, Coach, well, let's jump right into it. What did you think of your team's performance last night?
Overall, I think we performed pretty well. Obviously with spring, you're going to have a lot of mistakes you're making here and there, and we'll be able to correct those as we go into the summer. But the effort, the enthusiasm, the way they executed the plays we had in, I really couldn't ask for much more from the guys.
Coach, this is Kip. Good morning. Alonzo Brown, where did he come from?
Alonzo Brown last year was the JV quarterback, and he backed up Jamarius, so you didn't get to see much of him on varsity action. And then just when we got there, we started just trying to figure out players and how that fit into the offense. And I really liked him immediately, just the way he caught the ball, the way he was running around. So we decided to move him out to the wide receiver to play opposite DJ Whitfield, and we thought he'd be that'd be a good tag team between the two of them. And sure enough, he's performed to what we thought he could do.
This segment brought to you by Express Lube and Alan Tucker. For all your oil change needs, Express Lube is the place to take your vehicle. They'll take good care of you and your vehicle. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. If you have any emails that you want, we will read your emails, even though we do have the Brunswick High head coach, Sean Pinder, on with us right now. Send them to thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. Anything that's good that you want to ask Sean Pinder, I'll ask him, as long as it's not a stupid question. If it's a stupid question, I'm not reading your email. Point blank. Hey, Coach, so last night, I was paying more attention to Jamarius Stevens because I kind of wanted to see his progression on where he is. And you and I have kind of talked about that. How far has he come, Coach?
He's come a good ways from when I saw him, on film from last year. He was, I always knew he was a good athlete, but we had to work on getting his mechanics corrected. He's worked extremely hard on getting that right. And the thing that's been most impressive about him is his ability to become not just a good athlete, but his ability to become a student of the game. The mental aspect of it, learning what to do, putting in the time, putting in the extra effort. Call me up at 10:30 at night and wanting to make sure I shared practice so he can watch it on a Friday night. And, he's a teenage kid that is that dialed in, that tuned in to trying to be better. And the hard work is paying off. You can see it.
Coach, running backs last night. I was pretty impressed with Ben McLeod in the screen game and running inside, getting those hard yards for you. And at the end of the game, at the end of the half, TJ Carmina, Coach, he gets to the edge with a little bit of attitude. Talk a little bit about him.
Yeah, he has some attitude. Talking about Ben first, Ben has really picked up the offense very well when it comes to our pass protection, which is very huge. And then his ability to, run the ball between the tackles and catch the screens out of the backfield. That's exactly what that position that he's playing is to do. So he fits that very well, and he's doing a good job. So I'm proud of his progression as well. Carmina, he's a good athlete. We're trying to figure out ways to get him involved in the scheme. And, we're playing him at a slot position, and getting him the ball on some speed sweeps here and there. But, when he gets the ball in his hands and he starts running downhill, he can do it. So I'm excited about it. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that kid's about 215, 220 pounds, and he runs a 4.54.
This segment brought to you by Floors and More, Fox's Pizza Downtown, and Second Amendment Gun Emporium. Fox's Pizza, that's my favorite pizza place in all of Glynn County. So if you're hungry for lunch, stop on in. Coach, let me ask you this question. Last night, I felt like because of the situation that you walked into where things didn't really go very well the last couple of years and maybe some folks kind of down on the program, I felt like that Brunswick really needed to have a good showing last night in that scrimmage game. Did you feel any pressure about that in particular?
Well, I'd be lying if I told you I didn't. Absolutely, we felt pressure. I mean, coming into this when I was first told that we had a play against Glenn Academy, who's, region foe and was dominating the region and, our hometown rivalry type deal, right? Right off the bat, with only 9 days of practice, and you know, and with the issue of kids trying to, you know, some community members out there trying to have kids that are zoned for Brunswick trying to, hey, you need to come over to Glen Academy because Glen Academy is the premier school, blah 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 blah, and so I thought it was a lot of pressure on us to show them that no, Glen Academy is not the premier school. You know, that we got something special going over right here in Brunswick. And if you're zoning to go to Brunswick, this is the place you need to go, and we're going to show you why.
Coach, you got here on February the 1st. That was your first day on the job. You started working with Stevens, the quarterback. 9 days of practice, Coach, and you got coaches on your staff that really don't know the system yet on offense and defense. Talk a little bit about what all you've accomplished in just those 9 days of spring practice, because the product last night on the field looked really, really good.
Well, you know, the camaraderie with the coaches is there, which is good. You got to have good chemistry with your coaching staff for them to evolve and see what they know mentally. And then giving the coaches responsibilities, hey, this is something, this is your assignment, this is what you need to do, and our coaches buying into it and getting to it, and then feeding that to the players, getting the players to buy in as well. And it does start with that. It's a whole total buy-in. And then when the coaches buy in and the players buy in, then the parents buy in, then the community buys in, and then everybody's drinking the same Kool-Aid. And if you get to that point, when you get to that, you're going to have something special. You know, last night I think was a key point for us for that. I think, there's been a lot of talk about, some excitement in the air and a lot of questions about, you know, can we get the job done or whatnot? And then last night, with the way that we performed, you could see that we do have the potential to get the job done. We do have the potential to back up some of the talk that was going on in a positive aspect. And hopefully, you know, we will keep – well, not hopefully. I don't like to use that word. Faithfully, we're going to keep moving forward, and we're going to believe in what we're doing. And, you know, we want to win – we want to win a state title, yeah, and that's the goal that we're working for. And we're a long way from it right now, but, yeah, we took steps forward last night, and as long as we continue to take steps forward throughout the summer, we will have a, you know, something special to call off come the end of October and then going into November and hopefully through December.
Coach, answer this question for me. In 2017, the strength of the Brunswick High Pirates will be?
I want to answer that with teamwork. Yeah, I want to say that's gonna be the strength. And if you look going back, Brunswick has had a lot of talent. Last year's team was extremely talented, but there was a lot of individual play, and we weren't able to put it together. You know, last year. Well, this year it's got to be 2017 Pirates are team first, and team first. You know, with the athletes we have, we can become champions.
Coach, a lot of enthusiasm on Altama Avenue. We talk frequently. A lot of fans in the stands last night. Just talk about how that made you feel.
You feed off of that stuff. That's the first time I've ever had a student section chant my name. that was pretty funny. Of course, my coaches were killing me on that. But it was good. But the kids, you know, buying in, the kids feed off that too. The, you know, I didn't hear the, you know, which I try to block out any negative talk I hear anyway, but I didn't hear any negative talk on there. It was a very excited, fans in the stands, and that just generated to the excitement on the players, and the players knew the community was behind them, and that made them want to play even harder. And it was just a good feeling all around. And, you know, we need to, you know, like we said earlier in the broadcast, just take this momentum, build on it, get this summer, and continue to improve.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to come on with us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. The head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Sure.
Take care. Have a good morning.
Sure. Good luck on your season.
Thank you.
Second Amendment Firearms Emporium is locally owned and operated by Derek and J.R. Fiveash. All new firearms purchased in 2017 will carry a 1-year cleaning service contract. And remember, Second Amendment Firearms Emporium has everything you want or need to protect your home and family. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road across from Fletsy. 912-262-0188 or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
The home for oysters on St. Simons, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, and don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
More Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
Back here on the game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. And now the segment, of course, that always makes me smarter. The segment that we have Dr. Denny Carter come on. Dr. Denny Carter of Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Carter, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Dr. Carter, so I guess we'll kind of look at the NBA playoffs since we haven't really talked about that too much today. We've been real heavy on football, but looking at the NBA playoffs, a superstar, of course, for the San Antonio Spurs, Kawhi Leonard goes down with an ankle injury, and he misses game two with that ankle injury. When you injure an ankle, it's a badly sprained ankle is right now what they're calling it. How badly do you have to sprain an ankle to actually miss a basketball game, and what happens inside the interior of the ankle to even have that happen?
Well, it's the ankle is certainly a complex mechanism, but I think more than likely the injury that he sustained was to the lateral ligament complex. Of course, you know, we're not privy to all the details of the injury, but when you injure that, when you roll your ankle laterally and injure the outer portion of that ankle, there's some very strong ligaments out there that help stabilize that portion of the ankle. And when those are stretched beyond their normal position, that's called an ankle sprain. And those sprains can vary in the degree of injury from very mild to very severe. And really that's what determines how much time is missed and how long of recovery and that kind of thing.
This is The Game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. Okay, Dr. Carter, so let's assume that Kawhi Leonard has injured his ankle on the severe level.
Right.
So he's already missed game two. Do we expect him back in the series at all, in your medical professional opinion?
I think if he had the most severe type of sprain, it would be very difficult for him to come back. Now, certainly they these folks have access to the best athletic training type care and immediate, you know, use of ice and cold therapy and things to keep swelling down and whatnot. And there's also the ability to apply taping and bracing to try to protect those ligaments that have been injured. So it really just boils down to how quickly they can get that swelling down, how well they're able to brace it, how much pain he is able to put up with, and I guess that'll be the determining factor. And I guess that's also why they can't really ever tell you exactly when he's going to come back.
Dr. Denny Carter of Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, joining us here on The Game and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Dr. Carter, I think most of us have pretty much been guilty of spraining an ankle at some point or another in our lifetime. When you do sprain that ankle, is there anything that we can do to get back on our feet any more quickly?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of times we kind of dismiss ankle sprains as just, you know, a mild soft tissue injury that's going to heal in a short period of time and cause us no further problems. But that's not always the case. Sometimes when you sprain your ankle, there can be other problems like small fractures of the bone or injury to the internal structure of the ankle, like the cartilage that supports the interior of the joint. So, you know, anytime there's an injury that you suspect that the injury is an ankle sprain, the initial treatment should be what's called RICE treatment, which is rest, ice, compression and elevation. So initially, to keep the swelling down, you really want to get that ice on there quickly, ACE wrap maybe for compression, and then elevate it to keep the swelling down. That's the initial treatment. And then, of course, if the swelling persists, if there's any indication that it could be a little bit more severe type of injury, then you should seek medical attention and have that professionally evaluated.
Dr. Carter, this is the Kawhi Leonard has actually suffered through the couple of different times with ankle injuries, and it seems like not with just him, but with most folks that sprain an ankle, it seems like it's a lot easier to sprain it again. Is there a medical reason for that, or is it just coincidence?
Yeah, so with these ankle sprains, when I was mentioning earlier, the degree of the sprain is really important there. And also what we have to consider is that different people have different degrees of what we call laxity in their ligaments. So some people are more stiff, their ligaments are more stiff, and some people's have a little more stretch to them. But bottom line is, if you stretch that ligament beyond its normal position and it heals in a lengthened position, then that can sometimes lead to what we call chronic instability, which causes the ankle to not be as stable going forward. So it's once you have that one significant sprain and those ligaments get stretched out, it's often easier to continue to sprain that ankle over and over. And in some cases, particularly in these high-level athletes, that can often require surgical reconstruction to stabilize that ankle, which, Steph Curry's undergone that ligament reconstruction procedure, and probably a lot of basketball players have undergone that reconstruction.
Is it fair to say that guys that play in the NBA certainly are a higher risk for those types of ankle injuries?
Well, I'll tell you what, it sure, absolutely. I mean, you know, that I think there was a lot of controversy with the way that injury, that this last one occurred,
yeah,
the way he was being defended. But, just watching the shows, they showed how that happens fairly, not infrequently, you know. And so these guys are always at risk whenever you're up in the air and coming down like that. If there's any obstruction in your way, certainly the ankle is one of the most easily injured because it's in a vulnerable position in that shooting stance.
Dr. Denny Carter of Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery joining us here on The Game. Dr. Carter, these segments always make me smarter. I appreciate you taking the time and coming on board with us. By the way, do you have a prediction about NBA Finals. Who wins it?
I think it's going. This should be a good one. I'm thinking a six or seven game series there with. I think maybe the Warriors get over the hump this year, but it's going to be tough. It should be tight.
All right, you heard it right there. Betting land shark, Dr. Denny Carter, says put your money on the Warriors. Dr. Carter, thanks for taking the time.
All right, thanks, Jason.
Have a good day.
This segment of the game is brought to you by Parkwood Podiatry and Big City Cleaners. And now the time I look forward to most of all, the Week in Review.
And here we go. Braves Blue Jays pay-per-view at WrestleMania. Main event, Freddie Freeman versus Jose Bautista to the death.
Nice.
Kawhi Leonard, suck it up. It's just an ankle sprain. I sprain my ankle all the time, and look how good I am. NBA, explain something to me. How are the Celtics the number one seed in the Eastern Conference and end up with the number one pick in the NBA draft? Fix your system. Wisconsin dropped offer to Ben Bryant because he attended G-Day.
Who is
Ben,
Wisconsin?
Don't sweat it. The G-Day game you attended was more entertaining than any Wisconsin game played last year.
Amen to that.
The NL East, the only division where four of the five teams are under 500. PR spin. It's a very competitive division. Why do we even have the NBA playoffs? Couldn't we have just skipped all of it and let the Cavs and Warriors play?
Update,
the NHL playoffs are still going on. That's all I know. And these are my thoughts.
Good stuff.
Always good stuff.
Good stuff. The Celtics. Wow. They're awful. That's the worst number one seed in the history of the NBA playoffs.
Yes, it is.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simon's locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simon's and online at advancedrehab.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The Terrors and the Pirates strapped on the pads last night and played their spring scrimmage game against one another at Glenn County Stadium. In the varsity section of that football game, the Pirates quarterback Jamarius Stevens threw for three touchdowns to lead Brunswick over Glenn 21-12. Glenn could not convert two two-point conversions. However, the Red Terrors did run the ball pretty effectively, and the new Pirate offense move the ball very quickly. Boy, it should be fun. Come fall, both teams are going to be really good. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, back to Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. You're in the game.
Back here on the game, this segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Boyd's Transmissions, and Urgent Med 1. Take your car, transmission problems, take it out to Boyd's. He'll fix it, and you'll get your car back running right.
Sweet potato french fries at Nat's. They're next level, brother. They are next level.
This segment also brought to you by Coconut Kev's and Watermarks Printing. All your t-shirt needs, advertising needs, Coconut Kev's will take care of you. All right, so this is that segment where there's a ton of stuff that we have to talk about that we never get to because the show is so short. That's hard. So we have this quick hitting segment where I play a bed. Where I tell the producer to play a bed, and then Kip and I just go back and forth really fast on stuff that we didn't get to talk about. So that's what we're going to do, and cue the bed.
Jason, Warren McClendon Jr., tackle Brunswick High offered by Michigan on this past Monday.
That's pretty impressive. LeBron James not listed in the final three for MVP voting in the NBA. How is the best player on the planet not considered in the final three for most valuable player?
That's because the sports media people like us figure that he's been recognized too much and they want to recognize other people. It's dumb, but that's the mindset.
Dumb. Trent Thompson from the University of Georgia, who withdrew from classes earlier in the semester, he will re-enroll come fall. Basically, the scenario was that he had taken some, some pain pills and then gotten in trouble for having them, admitted to the hospital. They thought he had a problem. Apparently, he's worked through some things. Georgia's going to allow him to re-enroll, and he will be on the football team. He's going to be a starting defensive tackle for the Dogs.
He's taking summer classes. Freddie Freeman out 10 weeks. Wow.
Here's the thing that bothers me about the Braves. Freddie Freeman's out 10 weeks. And they don't have anyone in their system at the first base position that's ready to be in the majors. And all we've heard for 3 years is how we're rebuilding the minors. But we don't have one position player that's top-notch level in our minor league system.
You want me to
how the hell does that work?
You want me to throw something out there that's going to spark a debate? They just let Ryan Howard go.
He hit 188 in AAA.
But he is a first baseman. Put him back up. I don't know. I figured that'd get...
Yeah, good point. Good point. But he only hit 188.
He's washed up. Georgia Bulldogs.
The tennis...
Can't go a show without mentioning the Georgia Bulldogs.
No.
I'm hearing a lot of good stuff about Jake Fromm in Athens. Really, really good stuff.
He's going to start. That's what I hear.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I've heard that.
Wow. That would be amazing.
Speaking of the Georgia Bulldogs, the tennis team is officially in trouble. When your tennis team's getting in trouble, there's a problem with the thugs at the university. There are prescription pills that have gone missing.
Oh, my goodness.
And the NCAA and the University of Georgia have suspended assistant coaches Bo Hodge and Drake Bernstein while the investigation continues to locate the missing prescription pain pills for the tennis team.
Jose Bautista, I am so sick of the bat flip, man. Come up with a new gimmick, dude, before somebody punches your grill out.
LeVar Ball says that big baller, whatever, have sold between 400 and 500 shoes.
I guess he's banking on his son getting drafted by the Lakers, huh?
I think that's pretty much the consensus, and most people think that, yeah.
But he won't be the first pick.
No, he'd have to be the second pick because the Lakers pick second.
That's right. And how what's going to be the spin on that if he's not the first pick?
I don't know. Randon Jernigan, Region Player of the Year on the diamond. So a multi, I personally believe as talented as Randon Jernigan is on the football field, he's got 20 offers, scholarship offers to play football, two major league teams scouting him, and I'm sure a number of other colleges that are trying to get him to come play baseball. I honestly believe as good as he is on the football field, he's probably better on the baseball field.
He's probably, he's got a, it's a high likelihood that he could also be the region football player of the year this fall. Well, how, region baseball player of the year, region football player of the year. What would that mean?
There's a good trivia question for you, because remember Randon Jernigan's freshman year, he was named region player of the year.
Offensive player of the year.
Region offensive player of the year. So I wonder how many athletes have been named offensive player of the year in football and player of the year in the region in baseball?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know either.
But Rob Asbell, look that up for us.
He's a special athlete. I know that.
You got anything else? I think I'm out.
You're out? Excitement for high school football. I know we had the debate about the spring game and what it meant, but man,
I can't believe we got to everything.
Football season is on the horizon.
This segment were brought to you by Brunswick Country Clubs, Network Monkeys, and Cunningham Jewelers. All your tech needs, Network Monkeys has you covered.
After seeing this game, Jason, last night, October game, Brunswick High Glen for the region championship?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easily.
I think so, too.
The region's soft anyway. Those are the two best teams by far, and those two teams won't lose to anybody else in the region.
And that's going to be, there should be 10 or 12,000 at that game.
So the cool thing is we get this little bed now that tells us when we're about to go off the air.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because I screw that up all the time.
Feel like I'm at the discotheque,
so
man.
So they just play the music and say,
to the game with Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch. Follow the game on Facebook and look for the podcast on SouthernSportsEdition.com. The game will be back next week on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Computer issues? No problem. Let the pros at Network Monkeys take away the stress and get your PC running back to top shape. Whether it be virus removal, custom builds, upgrades, or whatever. If it has to do with a computer, Network Monkeys has you covered. And now Network Monkeys offers tutoring for those of us that are less than tech savvy. 3831 Community Road, 912-466-0906, or online at networkmonkeys.com.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineer hardwood flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Mom, I'm going swimming at Roscoe's house because our pool's not ready yet.
Give it up.
Let Crystal Pool Service get your pool up and running this summer. We can do in one day what it takes you a week to accomplish. Afraid of the cost? You might be surprised just how affordable it is. You might also want to compare prices on the big chain store supplies to those at Crystal Pool Service. But when you do, remember, we deliver them to your door free. Call 262-9260 Crystal Pool Service. It's your pool. It's our business.